When the Linden bursts its banks, the ancient city of Linchester is safe. It rises from the sky-filled fields like an English Mont Saint-Michel. Even when the river keeps to its meanders, the place has an island feel to it. It is landlocked, though, as far from any coast as it's possible to be in Britain. There are no motorways near. Tourists never visit historic Linchester because they're passing. They have to go there on purpose. Once upon a time, the city lay on a busy coaching route, as the Georgian inns of the lower town attest. But when the stagecoach was superseded, it was 20 years before the railway came to Linchester, and the city has never shaken off that backwater heritage. But backwaters escape the attentions of town planners, who focus their ruinous zeal on more important places. Places like Linford, county town and seat of local government, its once beating heart now concretised by 1960s improvement. Linford still has its attractions. People must head there if they're looking for nightlife and shopping malls, for the Crown Court and council offices and someone to lambast about wheelie bins. Linford is where you'll find A&E and multi-screen cinemas, trains to London, and signs saying the North, the South. What does Linchester have to offer? It's the sort of place where you take your American visitors and bored grandchildren to mess about on the river and get punt poles tangled in the willows. You can visit the History of Linchester Museum, with its 1970s model Vikings and merchants in dusty periwigs. You can explore the cobbled streets, or climb the very steps John Wesley was tumbled down by a mob when he tried to preach there. This is where you finally find a present for someone impossible to please, in the specialist coffee merchants or the antiquarian book dealers. Afterwards, you can treat yourself to Earl Grey and homemade scones in a tea shop with beaded doilies over the milk jugs, just like Grandma used to have. But above all, on the summit of the island, Linchester boasts a medieval cathedral. It is so perfect, it looks like a film set. A toy cathedral close. You expect giant hands to reach down and move the cannons in and out of their houses, lift off the cathedral roof and post the choristers into their stalls, then shake the spire to make the matin bells tinkle. It's New Year's Eve. Light is fading. Before long, the residents of the close will be partying. Not the bishop and his wife, they're away in their little bolt hole in the Peak District. He is a lovely, lovely man, but we can have a naughtier time without him, because he's an evangelical. We can drink more than we ought, tell cruder jokes, be cattier about our colleagues when Mary Poppins isn't at the party. At midnight, we will reel out into the close and assemble in front of the cathedral's west doors around the giant Christmas tree and wait for Great William to tremble the air as he tolls out 12 ponderous strokes. Rockets from the lower town will streak the sky. We will cheer, and champagne corks will fly. Or rather, the corks of special offer Carver, because these days cannons aren't made of money. And we will busk our way through Auld Lang Syne, not quite knowing the words. But this is still hours off. Let's while away the time somewhere else in the region. The Diocese of Linchester is not large, squashed as it is between Lichfield to the south and Chester to the north. So don't worry, we will not be travelling far. Tonight I want to take you to an ordinary parish and introduce you to its priest, someone who toils away fairly unglamorously on the coalface of the C of E and seldom breathes the rarefied air of the close, except when he's buying books or candles in the cathedral bookshop or attending an ordination service. Come with me. We will launch ourselves on the wings of imagination from the cathedral's spire, swoop down over the city to where the lower town peters out into water meadows. Do admire the river below, if you can still glimpse it in the dusk. There's the lake, an oxbow lake, that one feature of second form geography we have retained when everything else useful has long since vanished, where herons stalk and shopping trolleys languish.